It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll talk to the chair of a new state task force on Alzheimer's and dementia prevention in Wisconsin.
First, Governor Walker's campaign has taken a couple of blows over the last couple days. Two new polls show a dip in support for Governor Walker in Iowa. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics Iowa poll released Saturday shows Governor Walker in third place in the state. And the Monmouth University poll out today shows Walker in fifth place. He was in first place in that poll in July.
Matthew DeFore is with us to break down the latest on Governor Walker's campaign. He's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Well, so how far is Governor Walker slipping in the polls so far?
Well, we're talking about Iowa. I mean, it's been a pretty tumultuous month for Governor Walker. The Monmouth poll that you mentioned, he was at 22% in the poll they did in July, shortly after he launched his presidential campaign. And so now he's down at 7% in that exact same poll, going from first place to fifth. The Des Moines Register poll, their last poll was in May, where he was at 17%, also in first place. And now he's down to 8%, so it's a very similar story. He is clearly the wheels are not moving in the right direction.
So we've been hearing for the past several months now that part of the strategy here was that he's got to take Iowa, and that seemed to be an easy get in the beginning. So how important is Iowa to Governor Walker's future campaign?
Well, when you talk to people who are close to his campaign, it's not as if they're putting all their eggs in the Iowa basket. They have a long-term strategy. They want to perform well, obviously, in Iowa. They talk about doing well, not necessarily we have to win it. But it's going to be interesting to see the media narrative if he comes in third place or fifth place even in Iowa, after the February 1st Iowa caucus. I mean, if he doesn't win, that's going to be the story. But the thing is, with him dropping so much now, if he does win, it might actually be a bigger boost than if he was coming in, leading or in the top two in the polls and then falling and doing as expected. So it may actually benefit him in terms of the expectations game if he can pull it together and can end up coming out first or second. But yeah, it's going to be important for his momentum. For sure.
So obviously there's different opinions at play here, but is there any sort of consensus emerging about what's behind the loss of support?
You see this narrative about the Donald Trump factor, and that's really what we've been hearing a lot of, is that he's soaking up a lot of Scott Walker's potential support. But then you also look at Ben Carson's surge in the polls. I believe in the Des Moines Register poll, they were very close. I think in one of the two polls that Ben Carson is tied with Donald Trump. So he's sort of come out of almost nowhere to where you might see the narrative focus a lot on why somebody like Ben Carson's doing so well. And it's the same story. People are looking for somebody who is a fresh face, who's not a Washington insider. Governor Walker has been talking about how he's somebody who's tested, but people are looking for somebody who's not a career politician, and perhaps he's certainly been a politician his entire career, so people may be looking at that with less favor than they were, or at least than when they're looking right now at Donald Trump or Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina, for that matter.
Now, one thing that some political observers have said is that the Scott Walker that they're seeing on the stump is not the same Scott Walker that began the race, that drew people in. You've been following this. You've been watching him. Are you seeing a different Scott Walker now than you saw in the beginning?
Well, it's not a different Scott Walker than the one you might see on the campaign trail in Wisconsin. When he came out at the Iowa Freedom Summit in January, there was certainly something that a lot of national commentators were saying, oh, this is a different Scott Walker. There was something to that at the time where his energy level was a bit higher. He was telling some stories that we actually dug into. He had this line about these threats against his family and someone wanting to gut his wife like a deer, and we looked into that and we couldn't find that threat was something that they were able to provide evidence of. And so he stopped using that on the stump. And I don't know if it's he kind of comes out forcefully with one thing and then seems forced to be pulled back a little bit, and so he's just been kind of oscillating between trying to be the sort of passionate big time kind of Trumpian sort of politician that I think he senses the people want, But, you know, he doesn't necessarily just have that fire in his belly. And so it's kind of, he's being kind of pushed off of his typical game, perhaps.
We're talking right now with Matthew DeFore, state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about the latest on Governor Walker's campaign for president in 2016. Now, you're talking about maybe the Trump factor here, and that Scott Walker may be moved into directions he wouldn't normally go. And one critique is that maybe he's moving to the right to try to capture some of those voters, farther to the right maybe than he might have gone without that pressure. Do you see any reason to believe that that might be the case?
Yeah, he's certainly having trouble finding his footing, especially on this immigration issue. He gets asked about it a lot, and he clearly doesn't want to be focusing on it. But whenever he gets asked about it, it seems like he doesn't have a clear idea of what he wants to say. Just as recently as Sunday, you know, he was asked about whether there should be a wall built on the Canadian border. And he said that it's, you know, after talking to people in New Hampshire, he thinks it's a legitimate issue. But that's been roundly criticized today, and we're seeing blowback on that. He was recently, you know, getting tripped up about whether to get rid of birthright citizenship, which is part of the 14th Amendment. So, yeah, he doesn't seem to want to talk about it. This isn't an issue that he's real strong on, obviously not having dealt with it as a governor, but it's certainly been tripping him up lately.
A piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday by Craig Gilbert looked closely at poll numbers from inside Wisconsin, and Gilbert found that in-state support for the governor is slipping here, too. Do you have a sense of how Governor Walker is being perceived in Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, there was a great piece by Craig. He mentioned that how independents in the state, his support among independents had dropped from, I think, 43% approval to 24%. Even GOP-leaning independents dropped from 83% to 69%. And so, you know, is that a factor of, or a function of his running for president? Are people unhappy about that? Are they unhappy with the latest state budget? There's a number of different things that could be affecting those numbers. And, we'll just have to see how that plays out. I think, pollster Ed Goetz has talked about how the further away you get from the budget and all the negative headlines there, you'll see his numbers come back. But, you know, so far that hasn't been the case, and we'll see what happens in the next Marquette poll.
And you've said that historically August hasn't been a great month for Midwestern governors running for president. Is there a pattern here that Governor Walker is part of?
Well, it was funny because about 2 months ago we were all talking about how the end of the Iowa straw poll in Ames in early August was going to be a boon for the governor because he wouldn't have to play so much there. You know, Governor Tommy Thompson, when he ran for president back in 2007 and 2008, he exited the race in August of 2007 after coming in sixth place in the Iowa straw poll. And so it was seen as, you know, and then not a Wisconsin governor, but Tim Pawlenty in 2011, the same thing happened. He showed poorly there. And so the fact that Governor Walker didn't have to bring out all of his supporters to that event, potentially coming in, a lower than first place, which, again, may have, you know, if it had happened this time around, it might, you know, who knows if Donald Trump or Ben Carson would have gotten more support than Scott Walker there. His campaign might have been in shambles at this point. But, it was not a good month for Scott Walker, and it wasn't a good month for Tommy Thompson 8 years ago. But unlike Tommy, Governor Walker gets to move on. So
now there have been calls among supporters. We heard about this a bit in the Washington Post recently. Supporters, some of them at least, calling for a reboot of the campaign, a return to more basics that Scott Walker is strong in, things like the Act 10 law and things like that, the budget that went through. Are we going to see that, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll be talking. He's going to be doing a series of policy speeches. He did one on the Affordable Care Act. He did one last week at the Citadel in South Carolina on foreign policy. His supporters are really, I think, excited about his policy positions. They think he's a very savvy politician when it comes to just coming out on the right side of an issue, at least in their view. And, they were really talking up the Iran policy that he's laid out, saying that he will, you know, get rid of that deal on the first day. I think he's on the right side of that one compared to other campaigns like the Bush campaign. And so, yeah, you know, expect to see other things like him talking about tax reform or education or other types of issues in the weeks and months ahead. And then, heading into those crucial early primary states in March of next year, he'll be marking the 5-year anniversary of his, the introduction of his Act 10 reforms. So, yeah, look to see that being a centerpiece of his campaign heading into that stretch.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Matthew DeForest, a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about the latest on Governor Walker's campaign for president for 2016.